This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Justin in Virginia, Department of Defense on the migrant crime wave. I really want the callers to give me their take on what they think my analysis is. I think it's the closest to what is probably going on. It fits with the cartel pattern. It fits with what's already been happening. It fits with the lies we're seeing. But what's on your mind, Justin, in Virginia?
What do you think the Biden administration is doing by sending these troops to the border? You think they're trying to protect the migrants to help them get in? From the
100%. That's what they get, because they were so good at flooding the border. Now there's a problem that ICE can't even process them all. So absolutely, that's what they're going to send the troops there, not like Trump did to secure it, but to help process them.
Exactly. That's exactly. That's the only reason I can think of why they would send troops down there, is to help them get in.
100%. There's not even a debate about that. There's not even a debate.
But instead of building a wall, why not put 2 miles deep of landmines all across the border and let these people choose their own damn destiny?
Well, the country's under invasion, that would save lives, because, again, the cartels have killed 200,000 people, the Department of Justice estimates, the last 12 years, and most of them trying to come to the border. I mean, literally, they leave 53 of them here, 25 of them there, to die in 18-wheelers every week, and the media doesn't even touch it. Because it's not the sexy story they want, because it's not evil white people killing Hispanics. It's the drug cartels.
Line the border with landmines, put up signs, deadly force authorized past this point, let them take care of themselves.
It's totally sick. You know, if we've got tens of millions, and it's probably 8 million a year conservative right now coming across. Some go back and forth. Imagine when Title 42 goes down. They say it's going to be like a bomb going off.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be crazy. And there's a lot of people that question why Trump didn't come out against the vaccine. I understand that. But what if he's not strong enough to defend that right now, defend his point?
No, I hear you. That's the inside argument is he knows he screwed up, but he thinks that would then be used against him. So, yeah, that's really where it is.
Right. All right. Appreciate you, Alex. Love you.
Appreciate you. Love you guys, too. All right. Let's go to John in Dallas. Went to the same prison in Dallas as Tango Blast Gang that both these recent killers are reportedly part of. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Long-time listener.
God bless you for calling. What's on your mind?
So, I did go to prison in 2012 to 2014. And we don't put those kind of tattoos. We do the Dallas sign with a star, not with the leaf and not with the Texas sign. That is a free world tattoo, not a prison tattoo.
Okay.
It's not Tango Blast.
All right. So what's your MO on this guy? What do you think he's doing?
I'm going to say he was just I don't think he ever went to prison. He may have went to county a couple times. But, yes, I think he definitely maybe got compromised and they play with his brain, and he carried out this hideous mission. That's my thought.
Well, that's what cartels do. I mean, anybody that's watched the great Netflix, that's super accurate because I've read the history, they grab you and say, we're going to kill your wife and daughter if you don't do this.
Yeah. So what do you think about parasites being put into people to make them crazy and make them carry out these hits?
Well, I know that's a Wrath of Khan, probably the best Star Trek there is, but I don't like Star Trek. That's a good movie. I just watched it the other day again. There are some parasites, like the one that cats have, that make people mentally ill. That's an interesting thought. What made you think of that?
I saw something on Reese Report about that, but it was a video from months ago.
Oh, yeah. I remember Reese's report about the parasites.
Yeah, and then from them, this makes them more gullible and you know, lets them mess with them easier if they're under that
highly
state of mind.
Highly suggestible. So you're saying you're in Puro Tango Blast, and you're saying those
Puro Tango Blast. Tango Blast is Texans Against Negative Gang Organizations. We're only in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Austin. Houston, Dallas, and Fort Worth. Yes, sir. The Four Horsemen. Then you have other tangos West Texas Tango, and then you have other things. The guy in Brownsville, he's an older gang member. He may have been in prison a long time ago, so he's probably part of the mafia gang.
All right, thank you so much for the call.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I know this. They're lying and saying these are white supremacists. They had it, killed everybody up in Dallas. All the rest of it with no proof. They're suppressing the Trans Killers Manifesto in Tennessee for a month and a half. But boy, the FBI says this Hispanic guy's a white supremacist. You got this truck attack they're covering up. You got Title 42 lowering on Thursday. It's gone Wednesday night. And now the people will literally turbo surge the border. There's reportedly up to 60,000 on the border of Mexico with El Paso. There's reportedly 30,000-40,000 in McAllen across the border about to come in. I mean, this is going to make all the previous surges look like child's play. We can roll B-roll for TV viewers of just over the weekend. Food trucks pulling up in El Paso, being just overwhelmed with people begging for food. And people say, that's not America. Look in the lower right-hand corner. The truck says El Paso. It'll pan down in a minute. Yes, that's out of local news. But most of this is not hitting the national news. So Biden's created such a huge problem, broken the border. Now he's sending troops down to facilitate the whole thing. I want to go over the real crime statistics, how the left's trying to cause race riots again. I've got military news. I've got economy news. I've got AI news. I've got Tucker Carlson news. You notice what I told you when Tucker got fired a few weeks ago? I said, well, I'm not going to tell you my sources, but and then I went through what I believe Tucker was going to do. And, well, you can read it all today in Axios. Tucker's going to launch his own platform. He's talking to Elon Musk. Planning to launch his own network. But Fox is trying to keep him off air with golden handcuffs. His contract isn't up till January 2025, over a year and a half from now. Taking him out of the game. Will it work? And Tucker has now urged Fox News to permit Carlson to get a new job, his first public comment. We got that coming up. But I get told this stuff and can't tell you, the specifics until it's somebody else puts it out. But there you go, tomorrow's news today. Let's go ahead and talk to, I told Newsmax and Patrick Ben David not to hold your breath about getting Tucker. All right, let's go ahead and I like those guys. You know, they're pretty nice, but I'm just don't want to hold their breath. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Oregon, Air Force on the migrant crime wave. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you, sir?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I see is they're trying to have our attention, obviously, on what's going on. It's horrendous. Watching these young kids, these young, little, innocent kids. My God, but they're keeping our eyes on this, but there's bigger fish being fried in the background. We know that. It's time to start really watching your communities. My God, I tell you, we're so separated in this country. I remember growing up, and, even though you had to fight, rumble, and roll to get along in your community, when something happened, everybody pulled together. We don't have that now. We're so separated. It's time to really dig down, find out who is not separated and like-minded. happen, it's going to be just like watching, you know, the Holocaust. That obviously they say it didn't happen. Well, it happened. And you watch those people line up, and thousands of people with 10, 15, 20 guards on the side with automatic weapons being led to those train cars. And nobody did anything about it. Well, some of them did. Some of them did fight back. Some of them did get away. But now if they all would have pulled together, half of them, not even half of them, a quarter of them would have pulled together, they could have took those guns.
Absolutely. And, I mean, look, guns stop crime way more than they're used in crime. We need more guns to protect ourselves. And I'm only showing this so people understand it. This is a gun-free zone. You see that family with that little five-year-old girl with her brains blown out. And I'm showing this so people understand that you need to have situational awareness. You need to be armed. You need to know that this type of stuff's going on. And again,
that
is the reality of this, and I'm sad to have to show this, but this is what's really going on, and the system wants our guns because they want to do this to us on a mass scale. Again, the media doesn't care about the Mexican cartels killing hundreds of thousands of its own people. They want to sit there and say a white supremacist did this. That's because they pick and choose what they want to make a big deal about. We're making it all a big deal. It's all important.
But, you know, the problem is that we've all been patsies throughout history. You can go back. We fight the wars. We bleed. We die. For who? For a few men, a few corrupt, evil men, which Satan works through. I mean, that's the bottom line. This is a war against good and evil. Now, evil's raised its ugly head, and we're seeing this in our own streets, much like the Patriot movie, if you watch that, Alex. And this is what's happening right now. And it's obvious if, you know, what needs to happen, and I hate to say this, but it is the truth. You know, we need to, if there's going to be gunplay, we need to point the guns in the right direction. There really doesn't have to be that many shots.
Well, that's why the globalists have created an atmosphere where the general public's getting killed, and then they think we'll surrender to their terrorism and give up our guns, and then it's all over. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Barry in Kentucky, Army, on Mexico race war in the media. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I want to ring the bell on some pre-programming. If we look at Call of Duty, the recent patch, you know, back towards December, January, it is a fight in Mexico against cartels, and it implicates explosives and driving crazy and, you know, some things that we're seeing now.
The Republican senators just called to basically invade Mexico and take out the cartels over fentanyl. That is the number one cause of death below the age of 50 now.
Yeah, and I think it may possibly be their next glorious campaign, and it would be another reason for them to go in and, you know, it's a humanitarian effort to bring more voters in at the same time as it is to play with our guns over there.
Yeah, that would certainly make Biden look good if he went with that. There was enough pressure put on him.
Yeah, and he'd have some lifetime voters thanks to it. So, you know, just my thought. So, thank you.
No, I think you're right on. Anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to say keep your kids away from the video games. It's obviously an implementation of their thoughts to inherit our society to destruction.
Absolutely. Great call. Russell in California, you're on the air. Navy on migrant crime flood. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for the brain force and the iodine. My concern is, yes, we are seeing a large influx of minorities here, especially labor types that want to hang around the Home Depots and so forth here in California. I saw over 60 of them this weekend. They're Haitians, they're Hondurans, and they're competing with the Mexicans who come across the border from Tijuana. We also see encampments in the canyon. We see the encampments under the bridges. They're basically fish out of water. They're coming to a very, very expensive country with no skills, no education, and I don't know how they're going to tolerate it after a certain period of time.
Well, that's it. And the same thing has happened in Europe. Now Europe's unlivable. Tourism's down 80%. The government deliberately destroyed Europe on purpose. And it's being done. We're being destroyed.
Yeah, that's true. And another thing that came out of some friends of mine who are in high places is that They're afraid of another 9/11 event for the Democrats with the competitor for the Democratic Party and Donald Trump. They have to do something, and it's probably going to happen on the anniversary of 9/11 in that month.
Well, I agree that they're going to stage major terror attacks and blame the Republicans somehow. And that, I mean, look, the whole world's crazy right now, and that's the only card they've got left. And so I believe what we're seeing is probably the beginning of that. And it makes sense what Pete Santilli's source is saying, that the cartels make $10 billion a year off this. They don't want it cut off, so they want Title 42 put back in because, quote, they're going to start targeting people and killing them. And if they kill the migrants, the illegals coming in, then they'll let them know, the cartels, see, you didn't pay us, so we're going to kill a bunch of you, which is what they do all the time anyways.
Yeah, and like I say, once you have a population that can't support itself here in our country, who knows what avenues they're going to take to go for their survival.
Great point.
You know.
Yep, they're creating a road warrior scenario.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Demolition of civilization. Out of that cascading train of disasters, they will pose as the saviors and bring in their biomedical transhumanist tyranny. That's what they write about. It's what they say. It's what they give speeches on at TED Talks and Bill Gates and Harari. You walk in a bookstore, there's end caps everywhere with their books. This is their plan. And what's so frustrating is I had a chance to join them repeatedly. But I decided to bet on humanity and not be part of this. But I can look at the fallen state of humanity and say, well, once this all gets too out of control, most of these people are going to have to die because there won't be resources. So we're already so deep into this. But what I want the middle class to know, and what I want really wealthy people to know, is I think you're smart enough to understand that you're not safe in this climate either. And that's why there's some backing away from the New World Order right now. That's why there's a lot of powerful people saying, hey, let's not do this. I saw reports last week. I sent it to the crew. I'm sure it was in my stack. I never found it. But pull up Xi Jinping declares emergency over Chinese demographics and tells the population to have three children. Now, back when China was on a globalist leash, to be given all the industry and power, they had to only have one child. That was a globalist policy. Now their society's falling apart because you've got to have enough people to replace those that die. And we're replacing with totally uneducated third world populations from around the world, predominantly military age young men. No education, had horrible nutrition as children, which means white, black, Hispanic, small brains. And it's a disaster. So the replacement migration we've got is not the best of all these countries. It's the worst. Yeah, that's from a few years ago when they shifted policies. BBC, China lost three children to major policy shift. It was just last week. Xi Jinping holds meeting on emergency of country's demographics. Yeah, there it is. Print that for me. Fox News. China's Xi in a panic over coming population crisis. We will be more proactive, more belligerent. Chinese population is still headed towards collapse despite government offering financial incentives. But our government more and more tells you don't have children. Elon Musk says do have children. But I don't care if you are an intelligent, successful, that means just able to take care of your family and your children are doing well and you love God, that means you're successful. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. But we know that's not what we're doing right now. We are screwed up. And the globalists have decided to take us out like the garbage. But I couldn't imagine what it would have been like if I actually went to New York, met Henry Kissinger, went to work for them. What would they have me do? What would I be right now? Because just even listening to it made me feel soulless. God wants me to fight for the people. God wants us to fix the problems and lift up the weak, not kill them. But it's going to get so out of hand, folks, that protect yourself, you're going to get to a point where you're going to have to defend yourself. This is the end of civilization as we know it. All right, I was only taking calls from specifically law enforcement and military. Now I want to take calls from everybody. First-time callers, though. But I'll put you at the head of the line. If you're on the border, if you witnessed any of this, you give us your take. If you're in El Paso or McAllen or Brownsville or Southern California or Southern Arizona, or maybe in your small town where you're seeing with the illegals that are just stacked up everywhere. I drive around the country, little random towns now. There's just illegals everywhere wandering around, no jobs, no nothing. Building their camp cities or tent cities, and then all the drugged out Americans of every race, color, and creed stumbling around peeing on themselves. I saw feces on the ground twice in one day, Saturday. Twice. I mean, it's just the breakdown of society. 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, 877-789-2539. On this big subject, but we can also bring up all the other subjects. Wow. We got a lot of military news. We got big censorship news. We've got massive fentanyl news. We've got huge news dealing with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've got the crime statistic news. But something I really had, not an epiphany, but just a real understanding of this weekend, was the AI and how it's being rolled out and what the system's saying and what they're doing and how they're couching it. That, oh, we want to protect you from the AI, and Google wants to protect you now. And I really thought about my deep research on AI and all the top sources that we've talked to and what's really going on with it. And I've got some really chilling information for you. And I guess today's the day to talk about that. So, crew, remind me the start of the next hour to do 10 minutes on AI and what it really means and where it's all going. So we'll do that as well. But again, recapping, you have this Hispanic gentleman, I say that lightly, gentleman, person, killing all these innocent people in North Dallas, and the media calling him a white supremacist. That fits into all the fake crime statistics. They don't show the evidence of it. They suppress the trans activists killing people. This is just such a level of lying. And when it's so unified, how do you counter something like that? When the people going along with this are destroying themselves in the process, it is quite the realization, to say the least. But boy, is it going to be incredible. We're going to be on the ground Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in El Paso. And nobody is going to want to miss the reportage that we're going to be giving you. And we're going to be busy little beavers. We have a lot of whistleblowers, insiders. You know, the big story here is it's not just millions coming across every year, tens of millions every couple of years. It is the fact that they're being lured here by the government, and that the Texas sector alone, 30,000 children have been handed over to pedophiles or people with sex crime histories. 20,000 pedophiles released just the last 2 years by the Texas sector. And that's internal numbers. Some of it's come out in the news, but I have that from very high levels. Like, you've got the director of ICE, Mayorkas, and you've got the top tier of people. Like, it's the very top below the head. It's beyond the head of the union. We got all that. And that's... we're talking to all those people. And you see the moral people in the federal government, the FBI agents and the federal marshals, just look like they saw a ghost. They're just like, this is organized child trafficking run by the government. You see congressional hearings, they say that too. I mean, this is, you're coming to grips with, man, these people are really bad. And they're directing people to do things that are illegal. Because it's Merrick Garland decides who to prosecute. And these high-level federal officials say, hey, we got to prosecute this guy. He's a five-time deported, three-time child molester, raping small children. They go, nope, misdemeanor, let him go in 2 months. We don't let you put them in jail. I mean, that's an evil-ass government right there.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. and we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
One group in Asia, one group in the Americas, one group in Australia, that the government said no need, they don't have to have a shot, they can do whatever they want. And that was the illegal aliens given debit cards by the UN, by the State Department, by other governments, thousands and thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of euros to be brought into our countries. And that's because they're going to send them off to Democrats and socialists and other leftist parties to be slave labor, to be sex slaves, to sign up with them. They take part of their paycheck. They take part of their welfare. They farm them. That's all come out. Here's Reuters. Refugees lack COVID shots because drug makers fear lawsuits, documents show. Reuters. They got all our governments to sign on for liability protection. The hospitals know how to cover it up when you have a stroke or heart attack or die or myocarditis. But with them, Those are their cash cows. They're not going to hurt them till later. That's the cold-blooded scientific level of this control. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. There's the Washington Post. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers. Senate report confirms. That's from 2016, 6.5 years ago. All right, we got loaded phone lines. I'm going to move quickly through your phone calls. The next hour, I'm going to blitz through a ton of news and big breaking stuff we've got. There's so much here lined up, but I want to get to your calls. Let's go ahead and go to Taylor in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, sir?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. So I just wanted to fill in some stuff about the incident in Brownsville. I have a channel called RGV Truth. It's on Rumble, also Facebook and everything else. I released a video yesterday I got from a PD contact, from a police contact, and that has all the gory video. I don't know how much is actually out there for the mainstream. I've been up all night, you know, putting videos together, getting stuff from people. But this guy was a Baluco gang member. If you look at the picture of him in the hospital bed, you'll see he's got a Willacy, Hidalgo, and Starr County portrait on his stomach with the palm tree. So that is that would be his gang affiliation. Also, when he was 17 years old in 2005, he got a $2 million settlement from Brownsville PD for a wrongful coercion of guilt for an assault on a police officer. So there's a lot of stuff I've been seeing about this guy. There's also some eyewitness reports. Numbia Chappa said that her parents saw him almost crash into several cars on Minnesota and California Avenue, which is a few intersections before where he was by the bus stop. And there's also, I cannot confirm this report, I have another guy saying that he saw a post somewhere where this guy, Alvarez, the driver, went past that bus stop cussing at the IAs. So the other thing that I'm not seeing the mainstream media covering, and I have a video out also, it's on Facebook, of the right after the accident, after Alvarez is out of the SUV, a group of the Venezuelan IAs beat the crap out of him, kick him. And as soon as you can kind of see the police cars come and go, okay, stop. So I think the only video that's
been... Well, I'd have beat the hell out of him, too. Let's show that footage again. He literally just plows through the people.
Yes, sir, and legs are missing. I mean, little kids, niñas, I mean, just strewn about. It's these people should not be in this country at all, but they don't deserve to end their lives like that. They're just all...
Well, it sounds like you're on the job. Again, what's your channel again? I'm going to pull your videos up.
RGB Truth, it's all one word. Everything's going to be on Rumble. I'm releasing a new video today. I just activated the Tea Party. I have been exposing a New World Order globalist NGO down here that's been doing kids' drag shows. I've gotten the grassroots behind me.
Oh, wow, incredible. So I've heard of you before. It's RGB Truth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We were. I used to be with a group called the True Patriots. I think you guys had us. Yeah, Owen was down there.
So they're getting the migrant children and putting them in the pedo shows?
Oh, sir, it's wilder than anything you can think of. It all leads back to a pizza restaurant that is very heavily involved with kids in Alamo called The Landmark. I actually, unprecedented, I exposed these pedos. I went to basically put out all these videos. They got so perturbed by it, they made a call to action. They went to the Alamo. This is the city that happened in Alamo, right here on the border. They went to that city hall. And they pretty much told all of City Hall, everybody, that if you have a problem with what we're doing, you're the problem. And it completely turned the valley and everybody off of anything to do with this kids drag or anything like that. Anybody who had any, you know, holdings back before knew exactly what they're doing now.
Wow. All right. We'll check your info out. Thank you, sir. Incredible call. Angus in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to talk about two things. I wanted to talk about the 5% rule, which is kind of a term I made up. And then I also wanted to talk about how to deal with the drug cartels. Here's what I come up with. The 5% rule. Since these people are so interested in DNA and genetics, let's test these people and find out which ones are the craziest, and let's get their DNA checked so we can find out the loons once we get them out of the way. Now, that's the 5% rule. If you have 5% of that DNA in you, then you have to go and be quarantined for the safety of the public. Okay, now, secondly, I wanted to speak about the drug cartels. Okay, here goes what I come up with. In South Central Los Angeles, they have been fighting the Mexicans and the Bloods and Crips have been fighting. So here's what I say. Well, okay, how about some interested people with money support black people to kill these people and get them to fight each other since they like division so much? That would be nice. And here's another thing I would say. First of all, support Alex Jones, support InfoWars, and never mix Turbo Force with root beer and sherbet ice cream and vodka. Because you know what will happen, you'll go bonkers. Bunker Town.
All right, I appreciate your call. I don't really agree with that, some of those things. And I think that was a prank caller. Let's go to Steve in Alaska. Steve, thanks for holding.
Hello.
Welcome.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I did get you off speakerphone. Yeah, I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was younger, and I ended up doing three stretches in prison between California and Colorado. And you know, I ran with a lot of Mexicans. My godchildren are actually half Mexican, half Cuban. And, of course, I ran with a lot of whites. I had friends of pretty much all colors. But I've never, ever, in my tour of duty in the lower pits of hell, ever ran into a white supremacist Mexican. Sorry, that's not truth. Anybody that believes that that's truth is blinded.
Let me just add this so you can make your point. Every major news site that's mainstream says it was a white supremacist Hispanic with no evidence that attacked Hispanics and killed them. I mean, who believes that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, if they're Mexican and they're proud, they're probably a part of like La Raza as either a militant or non-militant. I mean, they're proud of their own heritage. Mexicans, by and whole, are proud of their heritage. They're good people. They're great people. These cartels, however, they work hand in hand with the CIA. And if anybody doesn't know that, they don't understand it. The CIA has been dealing drugs. The only reason why there's a war on drugs is because the CIA wants to control the drugs coming into America, so they make the money, and then they're hand-in-hand with the cartels, which, of course, is hand-in-hand with the bankers, and it goes all the way through the politicians. Just follow the money. It's easy.
Absolutely. So why would this guy get out of a car and shoot a bunch of Hispanics he saw congregated?
Well, you know, you've had a lot of theories put out there, like everything from maybe his family's kidnapped, maybe he's a soldier. I mean, some of these guys who are part of the cartels are soldiers, and when they're given orders, they go ahead and do them. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it doesn't matter, like, if you're in the joint, for instance, and they give you an order to go put a knife in somebody and kill them, it doesn't matter if you're going to the hole for the next 20 years. They'll go and do it. You're a soldier, and they understand that, because the other side of that coin is if you don't do that, then you're next on the list. And that's what a lot of people don't really understand about these people. It's not like a military soldier where they give you an order, and if you don't follow it, you get a court martial and go to jail, maybe. They'll kill you. And that's no joke. Dead serious.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, these extreme gangs need to be eradicated. We need to turn the military loose on them and kill all their leadership. I'm sick of this crap. All right, I appreciate your call, sir. God bless you. Really powerful. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Shorter show as well, and Harrison Smith, American Journal. We're taking your calls right now. Please remember, we can't finance this operation without you. We're financed. We're put in the field. We're backed by you. And when you make the simple decision to share the articles and videos, you make the simple decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system, highest rated, the lowest price you're going to find, high-quality, storable food. When you get the supplements, when you get the X3 back in stock, when you get the Turbo Force back in stock, when you get the Real Red Pill selling out, still 40% off, you don't just get great products. You underwrite the resistance. Everybody needs an Alexa Pure water filtration system, highest rated, half the price leading competitor. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen? You need water filtration. You need storable food. We've got the best out there. InfoWarsStore.com in stock, ready to ship right now. And finally, X3 back in stock. You want to experience triiodine for yourself and the missing link. But look, it just gets down to prayer and then action and then realizing that it's not about going bowling and not about playing pool, which I like both. It's not about going and seeing movies. It's not about having fun. That's all great. We've already done that. And now we're losing everything. It doesn't mean you don't get some R&R, but your focus has got to be civilization in crisis. And it's become very clear to everybody that we were never in Kansas and that we've been in a tyranny for a very, very long time. It's not like Dorothy, hey, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. We've never been in Kansas. And people ask, why is evil doing this? Well, because it's evil. It wants full control. America's far from perfect, but we were the least tyrannized country during the COVID. It's the same for everywhere else. They don't want us as an example of the world. They take us down. They believe they rule the world. That's why they're such cutthroats. It's why they're attacking culture, society, and civilization. It's Cloward and Piven on steroids. If you don't know what Cloward and Piven is, look it up. Husband and wife, Democrat professors in the 60s and 70s developed a plan to bring third world populations here, to have a huge welfare state, to bankrupt the country and make the old system fall and then bring in tyranny on top of it. Next hour, here's some examples. California defaults on $18.6 billion in debt, saddling employers with the expense. But don't worry, the California government now wants $569 billion for black people in reparations. So the state doesn't have $18 billion, but they're going to get $500 million free money out. Who believes that? It's just to piss people off when they believe they're going to get it and don't give it to them. Like Biden, oh, I'm going to give you free tuition. I'm going to forgive your student debt. Oh, I got elected. Sorry. Not going to do it. First, he even signed the order to do it, then said, oh, I'm not doing it. Oh, my God. And his followers then just clamor more. Well, what do we do to get the free thing? We'll just do more of what I say. It's like in business when somebody screws you over once, twice, three times, it's your fault if you believe it anymore. They're going to screw you. It's what they do. You're not getting a free lunch. There isn't the resources. Come on, folks. You're not that stupid. I know you're smart. David in Atlanta, you're on the air on the border. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? I got to disagree with that last caller because he said there's no such thing as a white supremacist Hispanic. But I could tell him in my experience, well, in California, in the penal system, when it comes down to a race war inside the jail, the whites and the Hispanics would group up together to attack the blacks. And that's just prison politics. Now, also with that being said, a lot of these gangs like these Nazi lowriders and the banditos, like, you know, a lot of those Hispanic gangs do have a lot of that Hitler iconography stuff they believe in. So he had mentioned the term La Raza, which translates the race, but it actually means that you need to go find the most mestizo Hispanic and whiten the race up by marrying them and interbreeding with them. So I just disagree when you say there's no such thing as a daggone white supremacist Hispanic. When we know Richard Nixon created the term Hispanic, and in the California context, most Hispanics don't call themselves that. They either call themselves Chicanos in the prison system or like most of their paperwork would just say white on it. Now I'm not saying that this guy who did the thing in Texas is necessarily a white supremacist, but I'm just saying that is a fact.
I know some of what you're saying. I've not been in prison. I don't know all the details of that, but all I know is they won't release the trans shooters info a month and a half later, but they're without any evidence saying this. The whole thing smells to me.
Yeah, definitely it smells. And also I agree with the theory that these cartels also, they are kind of got some warped out ideology, but also they are really ruthless and they will take your family and tell you, hey, go freaking kill somebody in the U.S. and these guys do it and cross the border and get away. The thing here is this guy didn't get away.
Because a police officer was there and killed him.
Yeah, so, you know, that just goes back to the Second Amendment, you know, why it's good to have it, and, you know, hopefully we keep it, but yeah, you know, a lot of these guys come, you know, they will do murders, and, you know, you hear about it in prison, these guys come do 5-6 murders and run back across the border, and it's kind of scary.
We have a failed state just south of us, and the globalists are trying to make America a failed state. Amazing points. Thank you, David, for filling us in on that. Mankind in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and co-sign for what that caller just said about as far as for the Hispanic gangs in California. Man, I was born and raised in that, and that's absolutely true. That, you know, they actually use the Hispanic gangs to actually go against the blacks. You know, California in general is just has a total total prison mentality for the whole state. Everybody that lives here knows that. But again, there's a lot of Americans that still live here in California that are battling back against that. And my main point for bringing that up was just the fact that everybody is on notice right now, especially with the graphic footage that you showed. Unfortunately, you had to show that. But that should be a wake-up call for everybody right now nationwide. I'm calling for people to, when you go out on your daily routine, whether it's to the grocery store, to the gas station, to the movies, anywhere, any of these places that you go to on a regular basis, you be the info. Keep your eyes and ears open for the changes that you're seeing in your community and keep an eye on them so you and your loved ones and the people close to you in your community are not taken by surprise like they were in this last shooting and last killing. Be aware of everything that's going on in your community. When you start seeing people at the grocery store that you haven't really seen there before or any of these places, protect yourself and protect each other because we're protecting the innocents.
Absolutely. And still statistically, crime went down, hit its peak in 92. It's been going down since 92, but mass shootings are up. Still, it's nothing compared to fentanyl, the 279% increase since 2016, killing over 100,000 a year. Mass shootings are killing a couple hundred a year. But still, the image of the cold-bloodedness is terrible. And again, it creates fear. It creates destabilization. And if you're a little girl who got her head blown off, you're not a statistic. You're a real person. And I just can't imagine how a full-grown man gets out of a car and shoots a five-year-old girl in the head. I mean, just what the hell is going on here? But I guess we abort all the babies anyway. It's just we got a lot of evil going on here.
Exactly. And my main point, I fly back and forth from, I'll just say, a lot of the southwestern states here in America. And every single time that I go to the airport, I document footage of all of the illegals being orchestrated to come here. They all have a leader. I have filmed this. I'm actually going to be uploading it to my website for this past trip that I took, where I've documented, you know, how they used to have the manila folders. Now they have changed to they have plastic bags, and I'm telling everybody what to look for when you go to the airport. They now have plastic bags. They'll be clear plastic bags, and they have itinerary in them. They all have the same contents within the packages. And if you can film these people doing these things, there's always one person who is orchestrating and leading these people. And
in many cases, they're unattended small children. God knows where they're going.
Yeah, absolutely. Unattended. And so if you can document this, like I said, keep your head on a swivel no matter where you go. Document everything. Like I said, I'm going to be uploading this to my website so that people can...
Okay, what's your website? What's your website, Mankind?
It's actually ProphetC.net. So that's Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T as in Tango, C as in Charlie.net.
We'll check it out. Thank you so much. We'll look it up. Thank you, sir. All right, hour number three. More calls, a ton of news. Straight ahead. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. You are Paul Revere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.